This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, she's won more tournaments worldwide than any other female player. The winner of 10 major championships, player of the year 8 times. She's the only female golfer to shoot 59 in competition. A successful entrepreneur. It's a pleasure to welcome Annika Sorenstam back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hi, Annika.
Hi, thank you for having me.
In the news a lot lately.
For good reasons, I hope.
Good reasons. Talk about the Rolex Annika Major Award.
Well, first of all, it's an idea that sparked probably a few years ago. I have been with Rolex for over 20 years, so I wanted to continue that partnership, but then also continue to work with the LPGA. And since I stepped away as a player, we still want to try to grow the game together and inspire young ladies to play. So, and then we thought, you know, what are the most important to me? And well, I thought majors is really what define a player's career. And I said, why don't we create something that highlights a player's performance in major championships? And obviously with Rolex and kind of the crown of achievement, they wanted to do something. So that's why the Rolex Annika Major Award was created. And it's a great way for me to continue to build the legacy that I always wanted.
And we have a leader. Lexi Thompson.
We do, and we have a good leader. And really what it is you get points only in majors. So you have a chance in 5 tournaments to get points. We award the top 10 finishers points. So if you win, you know, so you get a lot of points. But even as a second place and third place, you do get points. But the criteria also means you have to win a major to be able to be eligible for this award, which will be, you know, given out on the final day of the Evian Championship in September.
How important was Sunday at the Kraft Nabisco, Michelle, Lexi?
Well, I thought it was a terrific pairing. I mean, one of the, you know, two of the premier names in golf, two of the longest hitting female golfers, and obviously with the, you know, the talent that they both have, I thought it was really an appealing twosome. And you know, I watched it. I know other people watched it. It was exciting. They played some really good golf. Obviously, it was good to see Lexi playing so aggressively. And, you know, she was. It was an impressive win for her, only at the age of 19, to come out there and win. So I thought it was a good weekend for women's golf.
On the other side, it was announced that Kraft Nabisco will no longer continue the sponsorship of the event. What do you think the future holds for that event?
Well, the future is certainly in kind of up in the air at the moment, but I do know that the LPGA is determined to get the tournament back for 2015. Commissioner Mike Wan has said, we are coming back, sponsor or no sponsor. This tournament has a lot of history, especially with Dinah Shore, the support at Mission Hills, and, you know, Rancho Mirage. It makes all the sense to stay there, but obviously you need corporate support to make things go around. So fingers are crossed. They, you know, the LPGA feel very certain that they're going to find somebody to support this event in the future.
In these days of corporate sponsorship, difficult to do, would you like to see Dinah Shore's name back on that tournament?
Well, I think, I think Dinah Shore added something to the event. She brought a lot of attention to it, and there's so much history. And if you look at some of the young players coming into the game now, it's hard to preserve history, and this would be a way to do that. And me personally, I would think that a corporate sponsor would welcome the idea. I mean, tradition is important. We gotta again preserve the game, preserve the history. We have at the first major of the year for the ladies.
We are talking with Annika Sorenstam in the Media Center at Augusta National for the 2014 Masters. Other things, you are now also a member of the selection committee for the World Golf Hall of Fame. Why was it important to you to say yes to that?
Well, I was honored that they asked me in the first place. You know, growing up in Sweden and looking at the Hall of Fame, and it's, you know, certainly a dream, a big dream that any golfer could have. And, you know, I've been lucky to collect a few points for the for this election and was inducted in 2003. And, you know, talking to the committee of, you know, the last few years, and they felt like something was needed to give some more exposure and a little bit more recognition to, you know, the inductees into the, you know, the World Golf Hall of Fame. And they said a few things have to change. The criteria has to change. And I think it's better that we do it, you know, every other year. So when they came to me and said, hey, would you want to be part of this? Like I said, I was flattered, and I think you're doing the right things. You know, let me support it and do what I can to elevate the status of this elite group.
I don't want you to name a name. Are there players, in your opinion, that are not in the hall that should be in the hall?
I think you can say so. I mean, it is a tough group to join. I mean, it should be. I mean, I think it should celebrate the very best. But also, I mean, when you set up criteria, I mean, not everybody's going to fall in every criteria. So, I mean, from a ladies' perspective, I think this is a terrific way. There's going to be more opportunities for the women. So we'll see. You know, we'll see what happens now. We're going to be meeting in the summer. We're going to go through a lot of names. I mean, there is a subcommittee. They really do. You know, they would do most of the selection, and me as a co-chair with Nancy Lopez and Mr. Palmer and Gary Player, you know, we'll get what they think is, you know, the appropriate candidates. But yes, I mean, there are some terrific people out there that I think, you know, probably deserves to be in it. And so it will be interesting to hear the discussions.
More that you're involved with, because I guess there aren't enough radio golf show hosts. Now you're doing a radio golf show.
I'm only doing six episodes. Is that what you call it in the radio shows?
New to it. Six shows.
Yeah.
Six shows.
Yes.
Okay.
So I have five more. Yeah, we, Ron Syrak, my co-host, we did the first one last week, and it was a lot of fun. So, but I certainly respect all of you that do this for a living. It wasn't easy.
But we make it look easy.
Well, you look good. That's the best thing with radio.
Thank you.
You know, you look.
Thank you. Yes, perfect face for radio. We're at the Masters. What fascinates you about Augusta National?
A lot of things. I mean, actually, this is the first time I've been in this, the media center. It's huge. It's well done. It's first class. But no, I would just say, I mean, it's a beautiful spot to come to. I mean, this time of year, you know, mid-April, the flowers and the trees, everything is blooming. It's just, I mean, it's a paradise out here. And you look at the golf course. I mean, I like looking at golf courses. It looks as good as ever. Every year it seems to, you know, get better and better. I love watching this tournament on TV. I think it just has so much history. And you know, when you know the golf course, I've been lucky to play here. You have, you know, an understanding of how the players should play it. And then you see, you know, the best male golfers in the world kind of come out here and see how they handle it. No, it is, it's one of the biggest tournaments in golf. And just being part of it, the atmosphere is just something you don't see anywhere else.
One of the great things about this game that draws you and I together in some shape, form, or fashion, you say you've played Augusta National. Mm-hmm. You probably remember exactly how you did, don't you?
Yes. I mean, this is a treat to come and play here. And it's, you know, I've been here twice, and so therefore I remember it. And no, it is. It's a course that's, you know, it's a bucket list for many people. And, you know, I think if you haven't played there, you might have been out here. But it's really the undulations, I think, that's very different than you might expect. But then also, I mean, it's a fun place. The food is great. And, you know, it's just a place that I enjoy coming to every year.
Your life obviously is in a different spot right now. And I may ask you this every time we talk. What do you miss about the competition?
Honestly, I really don't miss a lot of things. And the reason why I say that is because I did it for 17 years. Mm-hmm. I feel like I tried everything and experienced everything when it comes to competition. Of course, you know, the adrenaline at times, you know, that was fun. But, you know, being a mom, I have enough adrenaline in my life. And trying to run a business, especially starting in 2008, there's enough adrenaline for me. So, you know, I'm still competitive. I really am. So I want to make sure that I'm successful off the golf course as well. So it's keeping me busy. I thought when I stepped away and, you know, that I would have time for maybe a few personal hobbies. But being a mom take up most of my time. And then I try to do, you know, trying to run a business as well. So I'm in a good time in my life, and I'm happy to be able to pursue other dreams.
You played I was going to ask, when's the last time you played 18 holes and counted every stroke?
That must have been this past November for the Callaway Invitational at Pebble Beach. Right. I did play in the championship pro-am the other day, but that was my favorite format nowadays, which is scramble. You count a few and then you let a few go.
We all like that. You are always, always gracious with your time. I can't thank you enough for taking the time to come up here and do this. Annika, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Happy to be here.